Dayhawk, Druaga said.
Yes, Captain.
A calm, mellow voice from everywhere and nowhere filling the command deck. How long before the mutineers reach Command One?
3 standard hours, Captain, plus or minus 15%.
They can't be stopped?
Negative, Captain. They control all approaches to Command One, and they are pushing back loyal personnel at almost all points of contact.
Of course they were, Druaga thought bitterly. They had combat armor and heavy weapons. The vast majority of his loyalists did not.
It is this, O white men, that if indeed you travel so far, I would travel with you.
There was a certain assumption of dignity in the man's mode of speech, and especially in his use of the words, O white men, instead of O Inkosis, or chiefs, which struck me. You forget yourself a little, I said. Your words run out unawares. That is not the way to speak. What is your name, and where is your kraal? Tell us that we may know with whom we have to deal.
I didn't know it at the time, but I was about to receive the most shocking Christmas gift of my life. The meeting was with my direct supervisor and the HR director of the company I was working for. You might be able to guess where this is going. I had spent the last 3.5 years working for this company. I'd worked my way up the corporate ladder and had a lofty title, Senior Manager of North American Service Distribution. I oversaw a large team of 500 people that spanned 8 different facilities in the U.S. and had a healthy 6-figure salary to boot.